如果大家知道呢，这一段经文其实背景是在第五章的前面，是耶稣医好了一个38年的病者。
If you know that this passage, actually before this passage, is talk about Jesus healed a blind man who's blind for 30 years.
那个人被医好了，然后呢，那些的犹太人说耶稣犯了安息日的罪。
Because of the man was healed.And then the other Jews, Pharisees, saying, accusing Jesus doing this on the Sabbath day.
所以呢，他们就要杀，要杀耶稣这样子。
Because of this, he sin, so he need want to kill.
然后耶稣就讲到他自己后来这段的对话。
And then after this, and this is the dialogue between Jesus and them.
因为时间关系，大家可以回去看前面的这个前面的背景。
Because of time issue, so we can all go home and read about.This at home.
我今天希望跟大家讲到他耶稣讲的那三段的对话，然后我们来思想啊。
Today I would like to talk about the three proclamation from Jesus.
我记得呢，很多年前我在神学院毕业的时候。
I remember a few many years ago that I was graduated from a seminary.
我们神学院呢就要求每一个毕业生，他们都需要进到工厂里面，不管你是在教会或者在机构，要一段实习的时间。
One requirement from seminary is that all the graduate has to go through an internship. Doesn't matter in church or in institute.
但是你在进到这个实习的地方之前呢，所有的毕业生都要到学校上2天的讲座。
But before you going into this internship, all the graduate had to come back to the seminary school and had to spend 2 days taking lectures.
这样呢，神学院就把对神学生、毕业生他们在实习的要求，还有在教会或者机构里面服事的要求，让神学生、毕业生能够多一点的了解。
So that the student, the graduate, can be understand what's the demand or requirement from the Church Institute.
因此呢，你要进到那个教会实习，或者你到福音机构里面实习，你在教会或者机构里面的导师 mentor 也要跟你一起到神学院上这2天的这个讲座。
So even the, not only the graduate, the, even also the mentor from the church or from this gospel institutes will come and also together we will spend time in this lectures.
在这两天讲座里面呢，不单你要听老师他的讲话。授课，还要做作业，还要在小组里面讨论。
Not only that, you have to spend time and listen to the lecture, but also you have to do your homework and also have to involve into discussion.
因为我的神学院在纽约上州。
Because it's, my seminary is in upstate New York.
那我是住在Queens.
I'm living in Queens.
所以离开地方蛮远的。
So quite distant for me.
那我就跟我的导师在教会里面的导师，我们就避免要周居劳顿，所以我们就有2天。住在神学院的宿舍里面。
Because of the distant travel, so 2 days I spent just stay in the seminary for 2 days for those lectures.
2天的讲座，2天的作业，2天的讨论结束以后
，After 2 days of lectures and all the discussion finish,
所有的毕业生跟导师都一起要去就要去做一份的考卷。
And after all 2 days done, all the students, all the graduate, and all the mentor had to take a test.
那个考卷呢，大家都坐在这个礼堂里面。
So everybody sit down in the auditorium and then.
然后老师就告诉我们。
Then the professor would say to us.
你们每个人，包括导师，都要做这个的考卷。
So every one of us, every one of you guys, and including the mentor, had to take this test.
这个考卷呢，要有时间限制的。
This test has to be is time limited.
所以呢，你要把握时间，好好的做。
So you have to take all the opportunity to finish it quickly.
老师讲完以后，就把考卷发给我们每个人。
So after you done is pass out all the tests.
我看见了很多学生，我们拿到考卷以后，马上就埋头的来做。
So after everyone do, I see a lot of students, a lot of graduate, sort of receive the test and quickly dive into those questions.
我就看那些的考卷。其实是很容易的。
But when I look at it, those questions are quite easy.
一般都是圣经里面的圣经的常识的问题。
And a lot of them is biblical knowledge, basic knowledge.
而且全部是选择题。
And most of them is multiple choice.
啊，基督徒都应该会懂得怎么样来回答，何况是神学生。
Most Christians can able to take understand the pick the right choice.
啊，我就在想
，When I think，
就好像我们广东话说啊，执豆咁执。
It's just like a Cantonese. It's the easiest picking a bean off the floor.
啊，然后我们就做。
Then I would start doing it.
时间到了。
And now time come.
老师说 ，Time's up.
Then the teacher professor say time's up.
停笔。
Everybody stop.
然后老师就问。
Then the teacher will professor will ask.
他说有没有人把全部的问题都做好
？Anybody finish all the question？
没有。
Nobody.
因为很多
Because it's too many.
虽然是很容易的很多
Even though it's easy, but it's too many.
做了三十题的有没有
Anybody finish 30 of them?
啊，有些人举手
Somebody raise their hand.
然后老师就说，做了二十题的有没有
Anybody finish 20?
多一些人举手
A little bit more people finish, raise their hand.
然后老师就笑一下
Then the professor is laugh a little bit, give a smile a little bit.
摇摇头的说
Shaking his head.
他说你们都错了
You guys all wrong.
知道什么原因吗
Do you know why?
老师说大家把考卷翻到第一页
Everybody, please turn to your first page of the test.
然后在第一页上面有一个标题
And then in the first page of the test is a topic.
说你是神学毕业生今天要接受这份的考题
So we all graduate had to take this test.
但是我知道这个上面有一个小标题说Answers instruction.
There's a topic on saying that is say answer instruction.
答卷的指引，然后他就说，你们都是新神学生，要快毕业了，快要进到工厂里面。
He's saying that oh, you all graduate about to go into the field.
这些的问题你们都要回答。
All these questions you have to answer.
但是我们知道你在三年的努力读书里面都应该知道应该都对圣经有一定的了解。
But after 3 years of studying, you should have this basic knowledge.
所以这些问题你们不需要回答。
So these all these questions you don't have to answer all.
只是把它看一遍。
Just look through it once.
看一遍到最后一页。
Then after you finish one time, go to the last page.
写上你的名字，签了名，写今天日期，你就100分啦。
Write down your name and today's date, and then you could get 100.
所以我们没有一个同学做对。
So none of us as a graduate had get it right 100%.
没有一个同学做的对。
Nobody did it right.
我想我们都明白，原来老师给我们开一个玩笑。
As we understand that this is a joke from the professor.
原来这个问题你不需要去做，因为你做就花很多时间。
Actually, these questions you don't have to do it because you do it, you spend a lot of time on it.
你看清楚签你的名字就可以。
Once you see it and then sign a name and that's it, that's you got 100.
这个小的测验我到今天都很清楚的记得。
This kind of test is still I still vividly remember after all these years.
重点在于。
The most important point is.
你有没有看清楚考卷的指引？
Do you see the answer instruction?
你有没有看清楚答卷给你的指示是什么
？Do you see read the, clearly the instruction tell you what to do?
如果我们只是这个考卷做错了，没有得到满分。
If we get it wrong because we did wrong answer wrongly, I didn't get 100.
这只不过小小的事情，过去就没有没事，你补回来就 OK。
This is just a little thing. Says you know what? It doesn't hurt much.
假如在我们人生当中
，But in the light in our lives，
有一位创造宇宙万物的真神
，There's a creator who create all this universe，
把人生最重要的指引告诉我
，And tell us about the most important life instruction to us，
把生命最蒙恩最宝贵的事情告诉我们
，And tell us the most blessed things in our lives，
而我们因为我们太忙于我们自我中心的问题，我们忽略了上帝所给我们人生的。指引后果就非常严重，对不对？
But we are really self-centered, didn't realize that this instruction then would be a great problem resolve for us.
今天我跟大家分享这刚才那段经文。
I would share about with you the passage you just read.
耶稣在那段的经文里面讲了三件很重要的宣告。
This, Jesus had three important proclamations in this passage.
我们知道是耶稣对人，对当时的人，也是对我们今天讲了三件对这个世代非常非常重要的事情。
Not only did Jesus told that generation, but also told us this generation a really important life instruction.
我们可以说是对人生的一些的指引。
We can say this is a life instruction to us.
而且我们千万不要忽略，千万我们要好好的回应耶稣所讲的事情。
So we shouldn't be neglect. We should really respond to what this club three proclamation from Jesus.
到底耶稣讲了三件什么的话呢
？So actually, what Jesus talk about three things?
那如果大家有经文在你手上，你会注意耶稣分别在十九节、二十四节和二十五节三个地方都用了实实在在这个副词。
But you can look at it, you have scripture in front of you. You will look at the verses 19.20 and 25, it will see that Jesus using a phrase that's called very truly.
啊，希腊原文就是 Amen, Amen 这个字重复的放在一起。
In Greek language, it say Amen, Amen, and they repeat it together.
耶稣是用这个副词来强调那个语气。
Using this duplication of word to emphasize the tone of what he's saying.
中文圣经大家看见翻译是实实在在。
In Chinese, representatives is really, really.
Yeah, 英文是用 very truly, 或者是用 most assuredly 这个词来形容。
English is a very truly or most assuredly to describe it.
那我们看英文的用词，我们知道中文翻译实实在在，其实也是英文是用极之极为正确、极之确定的意思，对不对？
So to us, this meaning is really extremely true and extremely certain, the meaning to it.
所以耶稣在十九节、二十四节、二十五节，他开口开始之前，他就用了实实在在，我极之确定、极之正确的告诉你。
So Jesus using in verse 19:24 and 25, using this very truly, saying that really truly and really certainly, I'm telling you about all this.
来表明他下面所讲的话的重要性和正确性。
This represents how important the thing he about to say to them.
而且他所讲的话，对我们的人生，对当时的时代，对整个世界都是非常非常重要。所以我们说是耶稣三个重要宣告，人生的指引。
So we can see that these three things is really important to that generation, not only that, but also to us generation. And we can tell that this is three important proclamation is a life instruction for us.
那我们稍微来看一看耶稣讲了三件什么事情。
So let's take a look at what three proclamation Jesus has said to them.
第一个在第十九节到二十三节。
The first one is 19 to 23.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，等等等等。
Then Jesus says that I truly, truly, Son cannot do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing.
然后父所做的事，子也照样做。
Whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
然后耶稣在前面十七节，耶稣已经说，我父做事，直到如今我也做事。
In verse 17, it says that my Father is always at his work to this very day, so too I am working.
耶稣很清楚说，我不是凭着随便的，我是凭着自己，不是这个意思。
But Jesus clearly says that I'm not relying only on myself to do this.
我是凭着父神吩咐我做什么事情。他做什么事情，我也要这样照样的做。
He's saying that he rely on Jesus, rely on God. Whatever God told me to do, I will do it. Whatever His will, I will do it.
然后耶稣又在 elaborate， 那再说。
Then Jesus elaborate on more of this.
耶稣说，父爱子，将自己所做的事情都指给子看，指给他看。
He said that for the Father loved the Son and show him all he does.
在二十节那边。
In verse 20.
然后父还要把更大的事情来指给他看，叫你们去做。
Show him even greater thing than this, so that you will be amazed.
其实耶稣在预言将来，耶稣他自己要为全人类上十字架这个事情。
Actually, Jesus has prophesied that he will be crucified on the cross so that he will, for the whole human race, to redeemed their sins.
然后二十一节，耶稣继续说：“他说，父怎么样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己意思使人活着。”
For 21, for just as Father raised the dead and give them life, even so the Son give life to whom he pleased to give it.
二十二节说，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
And verse 22 says, Moreover, the Father judges no one, but he entrusts all judgment to the Son.
耶稣的意思是。
The one meaning of Jesus saying is this.
父神怎么样叫死人起来和审判人。
For a father, how he raised up the dead and also give judgment to the dead.
耶稣他自己也同样有同样的权柄。
So, the Son, Jesus Christ, also had that authority.
能够叫人复活，能够叫有同样的权柄去审判世人和定罪。
He also had the ability to raise the dead and authority to give judgment.
23节
The verse 23.
他说叫人都尊敬子如同尊敬父一样。
So that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father.
不尊敬子的就是不尊敬差子来的父。
Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father.
耶稣这里所说的是耶稣跟神同样受一样的同等的尊重。
What Jesus is saying is that he had the same respect as him and also as God.
所以耶稣跟父神有同样地位，受同样的尊重，受同样的敬拜。
So he's saying is that God the Father and he himself Jesus had the same same respect as the God for Father.
这是耶稣的第一个宣告。
This is his first proclamation.
如果我们总结的来看
we go conclude all this.
这个耶稣第一个宣告是把他自己的身份和地位，他是谁，很清楚的告诉我。
He tried to say is what Jesus tried to say is what his status and position and his telling us clearly what his status and position.
他与这位父神的关系和他所拥有的权柄，告诉我。
And also telling us his relationship with God Father and also his authority.
他有审判和使人复活的权柄。
He has authority to judge and also raise the dead.
而且神父神要做的事情，他要做更大的事情。
Whatever the God Father can do, he also can do and do even greater things.
所以他的身份是圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体真神里面的圣子的身份。
So his identity is he's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit Trinity, and in the midst of it, he is the Son of God.
他是谁？
Who is he?
他就是神的儿子，他就是神。
He is Son of God. He is God.
这是耶稣第一个的宣告。
This is his first proclamation.
我们再来看第二个宣告。
We says look at the second proclamation.
二十四节。
The verse 24.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，
Very truly I'm telling you,
那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生。
Whoever hear my word and believe him who sent me has eternal life.
不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
And would not be judged but has crossed over from death to life.
耶稣在这里又说，我实实在在告诉你。
Once again, Jesus saying that very truly I'm telling you.
这里是讲到耶稣，他说要告诉我们他来到这个世界他的使命和他的工作。
He's telling us what his mission come to this earth and what his work is about.
因为他说，我实在告诉你们，听我的话又信我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，是出死。
Because he's saying that he my word and believe him who sent me had eternal life and will not judge and cross over from death to life.
意思说有一个人要差他来到这个世界上面做一些的事情。
His meaning says that as someone who sent him on this earth to do something.
然后他做这个事情给我们看，所信的人就可以出死入生了。
So when he whatever he does, so that people see him what he does, and the person will be crossed over from death to life.
信的人就有永生，不被定罪。
He will be not be judged.
耶稣说他来到这个世上的使命和他来到这个世上的工作的目的还有将来的结果都告诉我。
He telling us is what his mission is, what's the purpose of coming in here, and what's the future result of his mission.
他的 mission, 他的使命就是父神差他来。
His mission is that God Father sent him here on this earth.
他做了工作。
He do his work.
相信的人。
Whoever believe in him,
就会有永生不被定罪。
Who will be have eternal life?
结果就是出死入生。
The result will be cross over from death to life.
其实我们看这段的话，我们很容易会联想到约翰福音的三章十六节，是不是
？If we see this word, we relate it to the another passage in the Bible in John chapter 3 verse 16.
大家会不会背约翰福音三章十六节
？Know the verse 3:16.
我们会背，我们一起背好不好
？Let's read together.
预备，一二三，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我们看耶稣在这里讲的那段话，跟约翰福音三章十六节非常非常的相似。
Just recap, John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only son, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We can see that in this passage, and really similar to the one that we just read about, John 3:16.
因为耶稣很清楚，他是亲口的对我们说。
We is clearly that Jesus is himself speak to us.
他说我实实在在告诉你们。
Really, I telling you.
那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生。
Whoever hear my word and believe in me will have eternal life.
不至于定罪是已经出死入生了。
Will not be judged, but I cross over from death to life.
约翰福音三章十六节也是一样。
We can see that John 3:16 is always talk about this.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He said, "Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
这里耶稣亲口的证实这句。
In here, we can see Jesus is really verbally telling us about this.
这是耶稣他第二个宣告。
This is Jesus' second proclamation.
第一个宣告是把他的身份和地位跟父神的关系告诉我们。
The first proclamation is telling us his position, his status, and relationship with God.
第二个宣告是把他来到世界的使命、工作和目的结果。
In the second confirmation, he's telling us his mission coming to the earth, and the work he does, and the result of his work that he does.
我们再来看第三个宣告。
Then let's see the third proclamation.
二十五节。
The verse 23:25.
开始的时候，耶稣也是同样用这个副词。我实实在在极之正确的告诉你。
In verse 25 it says, "Start again. Very truly I tell you."
时候将到，现在就是。
A time has come and now has come.
死人要听见神儿子心声音，听见的人就活了。
When the dead will hear the voice of Son of God, and those who hear will live.
耶稣第三个宣告是要重点告诉我们时间的重要。
We can see that the third proclamation is telling us is the importance of timing.
耶稣很郑重地提醒我们，他说：“我实在告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是。”
This is seriously telling us is that time is coming and now is the time.
耶稣的意思说：“我把我的身份地位，我跟神父神的关系告诉你们。”
What Jesus is saying is that I tell you my status, my relationship with God right now and.
然后我也把我的使命、工作和结果告诉你。
And also, I tell you my mission and what work I'm doing and what's the result I can come.
我现在告诉你们这些的事实，你们要马上要尽快要及时的来去反应。
And now he's saying that you have to quickly respond to what I just say told you about.
要把握时间来接受、相信我为你们所做的事情。
Seize the time and then believe what I have done for you.
所以，对我们来说，对世界、对教会来说，信耶稣不是将来的事情。
So to us, to the church, to believe in Jesus Christ is not something in the future.
对我们人来说，对世界来说，耶稣的恩典是现在的。
To us is that the grace of Jesus Christ is now, not in.
得救不是将来的事，是要现在，是今天的事。
To be saved is today's matter, it's not the future matter.
我们还没有信主以前，我们都是灵魂，都是死的人。
to us is that we are spiritually dead when we have not believed in Jesus Christ.
我们死在罪恶过犯当中。
We are dead in the sin.
但是当我们有机会听到福音,
but when we hear the gospel,
当圣灵感动我们,
when Jesus, Holy Spirit,
我们马上打开我们的心来接受耶稣基督做我们的救主,
we quickly open our heart and accept Jesus Christ in
our lives.
Then immediately we will be saved.
现在就是,
right now is the time.
所以我想, 我们弟兄姐妹, 我们来真是好好的祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, we should really pray about this.
假如我们来教会很多年,
if we come to church for many years,
甚至我们对圣经很熟悉,
even at the point that we know about the Bible way a lot,
但是如果我们还没有真正清楚我们跟耶稣基督发生了一个个人的关系, 接受他做我们的救主, 时候现在就是,
but yet we have not realized that our relationship with Jesus Christ, now is the time.
如果我们还没有得救的把握,
we will had assurance of being saved.
如果我们只是跟随我们的父母来到教会, 我们不是一个重生得救的基督徒。
We will just follow our parents come to church and did not know that we have reborn Christian.
我们要接受，马上的接受耶稣基督做我们的主。
We have to immediately accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
对我们已经是基督徒的弟兄姐妹。
To us who is a believer and Christian,
我们要好好的把握机会来服侍、来侍奉、来传福音。
We should see every opportunity to spread the gospel.
时候到了，现在就是。
Time is come. Now is the time.
这是耶稣他第三个的宣告。
This is the third proclamation from Jesus Christ.
他很慎重，他很实实在在，他很强调的把三件重要的事情告诉你。
He seriously, he really, certainly, he wants us to really truly to understand these three things.
他的身份,
his status, his identity,
他的工作,
his work,
时间,
and time.
很清楚, 告诉我们,
and clearly told us this.
但是我们再看, 今天人问题出在哪里?
But when let's take a look at what is the problem nowadays.
今天在这个世代出现什么问题?
In this generation, what kind of problem we arise?
我在思考这个讲章的时候，我归纳了两个非常普遍的问题。
When I think about this lecture, this sermon, I think about two major problems that modern time.
第一个问题是我们现代人都太忙了。The
first problem we see is that nowadays this generation, a lot of people are busy.
我想请问有没有人你觉得自己很空闲不忙的？
Everybody feel that you are not busy and really.
我们经常看到一些朋友的时候。
We have seen a lot of friends.
第一句就问，最近忙不忙？是不是？
We ask you, are you busy now?
好像没有第二句话的第一句就是问你忙不忙。
So nothing else to say except that.
可见我们都接受这个事实，是我们人实在太忙了。
So we accept this fact that we busy.
所以我们有时候有一些的经验，就是我们像一些的基督徒家人传福音。 请他们去教会，他们说我很忙，没有时间去，有没有这样经验？
So a lot of time we invite friends or relatives to the church, but they will say that I'm too busy.
等我退休再说。
Wait until I retire.
现代人的生活太忙了。
The people, modern people right now is just too busy.
这个是事实，的确，我们看见很多从小孩子开始就很忙，是不是？
We can see it. Even in a little kid, we see them they are busy.
我看见有些家长。 在我们的课补习班里面，对一些有一些家长对一些小孩子的要求，这是蛮可怕的。
We scary. Even I see that in my institute, I see the parents demand the children.
那从香港来的朋友知道，我们香港有一些叫怪兽家长，听过没有？怪兽家长。哦，monster.
There's a face in from Hong Kong called Monster Parents.
他们要求小孩子要赢在起跑线，有没有听过？ 赢在起跑线。
Oh, they wanted they quickly on the starting line, quickly.
可见小孩子的压力很大。Their
pressure is a lot on the children.
我说我刚刚看到一些小孩子是了解他们从小就很忙。When
they even when they're small, they're young. When young, they will.
小孩子下午3点钟下课。
The three o'clock they finish school.
先要去上补习班。
First day, then you have to go to tutoring.
像上完六点钟回家。
By the time you finish at 6 o'clock，
还没有换好衣服。
And not even finished changing。
妈妈在厨房里面喊出来。
Mommy calling from the kitchen。
还不做作业。
You still not doing your homework？
是不是这样
？Is it like that？
哦，有点头哈。
Someone said nodding their head。
周末呢
？How about weekend？
在美国，很多小孩子周末还要去上中文班呢、哦，学中文。
A lot of children in America have to go to Chinese school in the weekend。
学钢琴
，learn how piano。
小提琴
，learn violin。
还要跳舞
，and also dancing。
还要学跆拳道
，and also have to do taekwondo。
因为怕在学校里面给其他孩子欺负。
Because worry about being bullying in
school。哦，小孩子忙得不得了。
Oh, the children is really busy。
小小年纪已经有黑眼圈。
Is even the way small, they already have dark circle around their eye。
好可怜。
Very poor。
这是真的事情啊。
This is real story。
我记得有一次，很多年前了，十几年前。
Oh, I remember a couple of years ago.
我的儿子很小。
My son was really small.
他跟我们有个邻居的妈妈开车去接他的儿子，所以他也跟车。
He was a catch a ride along with my neighbor.
然后他们两个人就坐在后面谈话。
The neighbor kid also together they were sitting in the back.
我们邻居的孩子就跟我的儿子讲话。
The neighbor kid is talking to my son.
他说，今晚仲要去學琴。
Tonight I have to go to learn piano.
然後又講很多。
And then talk a lot more.
都唔知為咗乜。
Why we doing that?
都不知道為什麼。小孩子從小就很。小孩子從小就很忙。
The children, when they're even small, they're really busy.
忙碌是不爭的事實。
This busy is something that we cannot dispute.
难怪我们很多人都没有时间，或者忙于我们的事情，没有时间去思考人生。
So they're so busy that we don't think about the life question, the meaning of life.
想这么将来事情怎么没有时间
？There's no time to think about it.
第二个人生，我们这个时代的问题什么
？What's the second problem we are facing in the modern time？
既然我们人生这么忙
，So now we are so busy。
到底我们为什么忙
？So we ask why we are so busy。
或者换句话说，我们忙的是为什么呢
？Why we busy to for what？
我不晓得你们大家有没有从这个角度去做一些的分析。
I'm not so sure using this kind of point of view to analyze.
人生到底在追求什么呢
？What are you going for? What are you try to go after in your life?
有人可能这样说。
Some people will say this.
我们人生所追求的，不外乎是追求学问、追求钱财、财富、追求健康，对不对
？What you want to go for is that education, money, and health.
还有没有其他
？Anything else？
有些人说我还有名誉，还有地位，还有物质，还有车子、房子。
Some people say fame, status, or maybe car, maybe house。
不过我们刚才所讲一些，你有了名誉、地位、学问，你有了财富，那些都有了。
So we talk about we have money, car, money and fame. You will have your education, money. You will have everything.
因为世界上面的价值观告诉我。
Because the world, the value telling us.
因为在传媒上面的资讯 bombard 就是轰炸我们，告诉我。
Because it's all the media bombard us with this value.
你如果有学问、有财富、有健康，你就拥有一切。
If you have education, money, and health, you have everything.
你就会很快乐、很满足。
You will have real happy, real satisfied.
但是在我们当中，我们人生好像我们当中有一些长者，你的人生经验告诉你。
But among us is a lot of elderly and a lot of seniors. You in your life, you learn something.
你的人生，你的 life experience 告诉我们，就算你拥有了这一些
，Your life experience telling you, even though you own all this,
并不保证你的人生是快乐和满足。
There's no guarantee your life will be happy.
并不保证你的人生里面有平安。
doesn't just guarantee that your peace in your life.
并不保证你知道你将来到哪里去。
Doesn't guarantee that where you're gonna be in the future.
其实你可能有了这些以后。
Even maybe you have all this,
你可能更不满足啊。
You were even more not satisfied.
因为看见旁边隔壁那个车子比你的漂亮。
Because you see that the other person's car is better than yours.
看见某某人他的投资比你的高。
See, in the other guy's investment is a lot more better than yours. You're not going to be happy.
然后人啊，很不很 reluctantly 就变成进入一种与人比较的模式。
So, and reluctantly, we become a status that we will compare to other people.
一生落在与人比较的状态。
Your whole life will compare, will be in the same situation where you want to compare to others.
有人这样说。
Somebody will say this.
人生有三个阶段在比较。
There's three stages we compare ourselves to others.
我不晓得我们当中可能也有这三个阶段都说不定。
We see that maybe we all experience these three stages.
三十岁或三十岁以前的，在跟人家比较你的学历。
Thirty years or below thirty years, they will compare about their education history.
你觉得你在 Ivy League 大学读书学得高人一等
？You feel like you're in the Ivy League college, so you are much more better than the others.
你拿到多少的学位
？What kind of degree you got？
然后你有多少张的证书文凭
？And how many diploma you？
你在哪一所的名牌大学里面毕业
？So which Ivy League school you graduate from？
有没有？有可能不会说，但心里面会有这样的比较。
You may not say it, but you in your heart you will compare it.
当你四五十岁的时候
，And when you are 50 years old，
你在比较你的履历
，Then you're going to compare your career history，
your resume， 第一是学历
，First is your education，
现在是履历
，Then you is your career resume。
你曾经在哪一家有名的公司工作
？So which famous company you work for？
你有多少辉煌的工作的经验
？How much glorious experience you had in the past？
你有多少的业绩级
？How much great accomplishment you did？
你可能成为人挖角的对象。
Maybe some company want to really get you。
这个都是你的履历。
This is your resume。
好了。到了你七十岁
and then it's 70 years old.
在跟人比较什么
So what are you going to compare to others?
有没有听过
Yeah.
病历
Your health history you compare.
有没有
Yeah, heard it.
哎呀，你有胆固醇高啊
Oh, you have a high cholesterol.
我血糖很正常
My glucose is good.
我吃了多我吃了十几年的药血压药。
I took almost ten years of anti-hypertensive medication.
有时候我在教会里面看见一些老人家坐在一起就谈这些。
So when I see in the churches, I see a lot of elderly seniors come together, and what they talk about is compare their health history.
我们的人生是不是落在这三个阶段里面的这？定位在这三种的模式的里面。
Is our life is fall into these three basic model?
年轻的时候比较我的学历。
When you're young, you compare about your health.
中年比较我的履历。
And then when you're older, you will compare your resume.
晚年的时候很不幸要比较病历。
Then when you're older age, you compare your health history.
难道我们的人生就是这样在这三种的？定位在三种这样的模式里面。
Is it our life is just basically situated on these three models?
我觉得这样是很可惜，对不对
？I think it's really sad to talk about.
其实我在读大学的时候，我是念 business.
Actually, in my college time, I was studying business.
我在我的 master degree 我是念 administration.
In my master degree, I was studying administration. Business administration.
经济学上面有一个理论，我们读过。
Is economic? That's the theory.
应该说对，经济学或者会计都可以。经济学上面有一个理论叫做机会成本。
There's a,
哎呀,
there's a theory called opportunity cost.
Opportunity cost. 机会成本。 啊, 什么叫做机会成本呢?
So what is opportunity cost?
这个经济学上面一个理论。
This is one of the theory.
那我举一个很简单的例子, 你就会明白。
So I will say, give you a clear example.
假,
For example, if there's a company want to hire, two companies want to hire you.
一家是A公司,
the one is A, the other one is B.
然后比方说A公司请你的话, 给你的薪水, 给你的salary是5万块。
For example, the company A will give you a $50,000 per year salary.
Yeah, 年薪, 5万块。 但是如果B公司请你呢, 给你年薪是6万。
If the B company give you, maybe give you a salary of 60,000.
那会选, 你会选择A公司还是B公司?
Which one you would choose, A or B?
B, 因为薪水多一些啊。
B, of course, is because salary is higher.
但是假如A公司是你最喜欢做,最有前途的。
But what happens if it's A, company A is someplace you like to work and then had a future.
B 公司是你最不喜欢的那个里面的工作环境非常差的。
The B company is the place that you don't like to go there, you don't want to work there, the environment is not great.
啊, 假如是这样啊, 只是比方来说。
So for, this is for example.
所以如果你选这样的话, 你选择A公司工作, 你的年薪只有5万块。
So if you choose company A, your salary will be 50,000.
但是你选择B公司, 你的年薪有6万块, 多1万。
You choose B, then you have 60,000,
10,000. 但是因为某某的原因, 你要选择A公司, 因为你就放弃B公司。
Because there's a certain reasoning that you give up the company B.
So your salary would be
50,000.
但是你工作的机会成本是6万块。
So your opportunity cost would be 60,000.
为什么? 因为你选择A公司, 你不能做工, B公司, 是不是?
So you can choose A, company A, you cannot do work for company B.
所以理论上你损失了6万块, 但是你赚了5万块, 对不对?
So you actually, you're losing 60,000, but you gain 50,000.
所以你的正损失是1万块, 对不对?
The net loss would be 10,000.
这是经济学上面的机会成本的理论。
This is a theory under the opportunity cost.
我写这个，我想到这个理论。
When I thought about this thinking,
如果我们从人生的角度来看，
if we use a point of view of our life,
如果我们穷一生的精神力量、时间，选择投资在我们人生物质的层面上，
if we use all our life and energy and time to invest into material things,
以致我们忙到一个地步，从来
我们不会做人生生命的机会成本的分析的话， if we so busy in the point that we cannot have an analysis of a life, the opportunity cost in our life.
如果我们的人生只是选择用一生的精力、一生的机会来赚取今生的所有最大的效益，来得到所有的物质的话，
if we using all our energy and time to gain to gain all the material things in this world,
而忽略了投资永恒,
and neglect about the invest in the eternity,
而完全忽略了不听耶稣曾经对人生指引说过的话,
if we neglect what Jesus Christ talked about, the life instructions,
你最多能赚到的就是这个全世界，对不对？
The most you can earn is all this, or the world.
但是你的机会成本就是等于失去了永生的机会。
But your cost opportunity cost will be losing is your eternal life.
圣经是这样说。
The Bible says this.
人若赚的全世界，却赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？ 人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Bible say, what good would it be for someone who gained the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
如果我们只顾今生,
if we only care about now, this life,
我们的净损失是失去了永远的快乐。
our next north will be the eternal happiness.
失去了永远的荣耀
eternal glory.
失去了永远的福气
eternal blessing.
失去了永远的享受
eternal blessing, eternal satisfaction.
失去了永永远远无穷无尽的满足
eternal and everlasting satisfaction.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我想大家都非常的明白。
Brother, you will understand.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你。
Jesus said, very truly, I tell you.
耶稣不是轻描淡写的告诉你。
Easy is not an easy talk. It's not like.
耶稣的意思说，我是讲真的。
I've talked about seriously to you.
不是开玩笑。
I'm not joking.
耶稣说，我来到这个世界上面，不是来旅游啊，不是来玩玩。
I'm here to this world. It's just not a trip. It's not a vacation for me.
耶稣带着使命。
Jesus Christ coming with
a mission. 按照父神的差派。
So that the sent by God Father.
来到世界上面，把我们人生的指引，重要的指引告诉我。
Tell us about the important life instruction to us.
所以希望我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
I hope that every brother and sister.
把握现在这个时间。
Seize today's opportunity.
Make sure, 确定你跟神耶稣基督有一个个人的关系。
Make sure that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
把握这个时间，把握你的人生。
Seize this time, seize this opportunity.
为他而活。
Live for him.
好好的服侍他。
Serve him.
投资在永恒的价值。
Invest in eternity.
有公义的冠冕为我们举。
There's a righteous crown would be here, no, would be waiting for us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, Dear Heavenly Jesus Christ, we thank you.
我们感谢你将重要的指引、人生的指引、重要的宣告，让我们知道。
Thank you for this proclamation. Thank you for this life instruction.
帮助我们回应。谨慎地听你自己 的话语。
Help us to seriously understand and seriously hear this message and respond to it.
谢谢你将救恩向我们成为。
Thank you that you teach us, give us this salvation.
今天还给我们机会来做回应。
Then give us time to so that we can respond to you.
激励我们好好的一生跟随你，为你。
Teach us to really follow you the whole, our whole life and live for you.
也祝福教会。
We bless you, blessing on this church.
将福音，将你的宣告也跟我们所接触的社区、家庭来分享。
So the gospel and the salvation will be shared among friends and relatives.
感谢主的恩典。
We thank you for your blessing.
我们同心祷告。
We pray all this.
奉靠主耶稣基督圣。
In the name of Jesus Christ.